Hi, welcome to Media Man.
They can't hear you.
I'm falling.
Welcome to the Sleepy Cast.
Anyway, we can talk about the movie now.
Yeah, I thought Zach was still his as well, so I switched to him.
Introduce the characters and who they are in real life. And the director of this movie.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know if the marshmallow people have.
So we have Finn Wolfhard, which is one of the main characters, plays as Trevor, the brother. Then we have McKenna Grace, who plays as Phoebe, the sister, daughter, whatever.
Okay. So like the main character.
Yeah. Much. And these siblings are the grandchildren of...
I forgot his name.
The Ghostbusters.
The really the smart one. The scientist with the glasses and the poof hair. I'm really bad with names.
Please look that name up because it's going to drive me crazy.
Harold was his first name.
Yeah, because it said, like, in memory, like, Harold at the end.
Whatever. I forgot his last name,
but it's
Harold.
Is this straight off the wiki?
It's straight off
the wiki. Yeah, the wiki.
Oh. Ouija. Why are you talking? You're
and
not
then
supposed
they have...
to be here.
Hey.
Where's the mom?
It's my room.
Is the mom not in here?
The mom's not in there. She's not important enough.
Okay.
I don't really like the mom anyway.
But they had a Paul Rudd.
They did have Paul Rudd.
That,
No. Wait. No. Maybe? Yeah. Shut up. I'm talking. So they had...
This is her podcast, Nick. Respect
yeah, come
her.
On. This is Alexandra Mix, not...
This is everyone's podcast. We're a commune.
All right, this is going bad.
Say oh.
Really this bad. Is going this is going.
Can we, like,
bad.
Restart this?
No, we can't. No, we've already... Just go.
Talk so about Stranger nope. Things, kid.
Okay, so we have Paul Rudd, and that's, like, the teacher and, like, befriends the mom of the family. And then we have the main characters from the original movie. We have Bill Murray, who plays
Garfield.
As the funny guy. We have
Garfield.
Dan...
Aykroyd.
Aykroyd, who plays as Ray. And then Ernie Hudson, who played as Winston. And then, you know, the other one who died.
Wow.
Actually dead. But, like...
I think this movie was a great tribute, like, off
it was.
For him,
I was really hoping, because I was like, they better not bring the female Ghostbusters in this.
Oh, my God. I would have left the theater. If it was, like, imagine at the end, right, when the three original came in, and it was just the four ladies. I would have cried. Like, actually just would have left. I would have thrown my popcorn everywhere.
We all would have.
Yeah, like, people were actually clapping when they showed up. Kind of like,
good.
Like
it was
in
really
a, yeah, it was. And
we're all surprised.
I would
no
have not
it.
Clapped if they showed up.
They had I'm gonna be honest. There's been a lot of movies that have come out by, like, I guess like Marvel Cinematic Universe that have just been kind of like, I'm going somewhere
we're
with this.
About
I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
They've come out with all these movies and they've kind of been like poopy. But then Sony comes out with these movies that have, like, so far have been extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they're coming out with the Uncharted movie, which, albeit weird casting, but I think it might be okay.
What's that one about again?
Yeah.
It's a video game.
Who's Nathan Drake?
We watched the ad in the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It was Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is Nathan Drake.
I think, like, if he was a few
really
years
good.
Older, I think he could have actually looked really good for the role.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, but...
he's a little baby face, but anyway.
Yeah.
Besides that, like, Sony came out with an extremely good movie, like, a really good follow-up for, the other two Ghostbusters movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, extremely good casting, like, albeit Finn Wolfhard was a little odd.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. I was thinking... This is, like, honestly a perfect casting. I think the girl did great.
Oh, yeah. Phoebe was,
like,
amazing.
She even looked like she was related to him.
Harold?
Yeah.
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 No, they did a good
and
job.
Same glasses and everything. It
Finn
was
as well
great.
Looked really like he was a part
like
of the family.
Like the nose.
I guess. I didn't really like his acting, though.
His acting was a little odd. I felt like they just gave him really weird scenes. But besides that, I mean, I could look over that.
Okay,
but he wasn't even
true.
The main focus of the movie, like,
he wasn't,
was
which
oh,
I'm
yeah,
glad.
No. Yeah,
I'm glad.
They didn't just hand him that because he's like, oh, I'm Stranger Things kid. I could, like, you know.
Paul Rudd, hands down.
Best
oh,
part
God.
Of
best,
the movie.
Best part of the movie.
Yeah, I'm glad we could have
so good. And I think the
bearded
part.
Paul Rudd is just so good.
The part.
He's such a handsome man.
I think he has stayed at the prime age of 31 from when he was born till the rest of his life.
He
because
came
I,
out 31.
He came yeah. out of the Fair womb, enough. Like, just looking the way he did. I've never seen, because I've seen movies of him, like, way before. I'm like, they're like, oh, this is him at 22, and he looks
like,
the same
like
way now.
On Friends.
Yeah, he does not look any Friends. Different.
He was on
yeah,
Friends?
Not really. Yeah.
I think he was a guest star. I didn't watch Friends.
He was on a couple episodes.
Like, but what was he in that prompted him to be guest starred on Friends?
I don't know. There's he's an actor,
he,
man.
He's an actor. I don't know.
He was on SNL for the longest time.
But so they had a lot of odd, like a lot of good casting. There was one odd actor that I saw that he was in for like 10, 15 seconds. Remember okay. J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
You know the guy who gets ripped in half, the like dead guy?
Yeah.
You know that's J.K. Simmons?
That was J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. If you look it up, no, I'm not even kidding, because in the part when he turns to the right, I'm like, that guy looks just like J.K. Simmons. That's weird. I think that's just me.
Wait. Back it up. A guy gets torn in half and...
He's like a dead guy.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah. He's a dead guy.
Okay.
So he's
so
like...
basically, whenever like all the ghosts like kind of rise up from like the little mini cave that there is, you gotta watch it to understand. Mm. But... there's, like, a coffin, kind of like, you know, like, the classic Snow White. It's, like, the clear kind of coffin around him. He was just, like, laying down there. And then the whole thing started happening. He just turned around and just, like, woke up and then popped out. And was talking to... You saw the original, right?
Zola.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't say... none of... only we're the only two people who have seen the other ones.
I'm
but anyway...
sorry, but that's just classic. Anyways, so there's the... the main antagonist from the first movie... who's like Gorzo, I think it was.
I don't remember.
She was in this movie too, but she arose and kind of like just the guy was like, I'm here to rule beside you, and just, you know, that's why I made this for you. And she just went rip and just cut him
but
like
he's,
right in half.
I don't know if you know really what good. He's from, but yeah. He's in a lot of like, he's mainly a voice actor.
Okay.
So he's done stuff for like, he did.
I probably recognize him somewhere.
He was in the movie Whiplash.
Not there.
Well,
who
he was
in Whiplash.
He was the main like music conductor. You don't remember
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, you don't remember seeing Whiplash where he hucks the chair and the, yeah, no, that's him.
I thought you were talking about someone else that wasn't.
He also, you know, he voiced Omni Man.
I know who J.K. Simmons is.
Right, but I'm just saying, like,
pretty much any role where if it's a man with a mustache or he yells at
he was,
kids.
He was what's
he's
his
the,
name
he's
from?
He's the guy from
Spider-Man.
He runs the Daily Bugle.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh,
J. Jonah Jameson with the mustache.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah. You, of course I know who he is.
Yeah, but he was him. But he's
really?
Like done so many other things.
Yeah.
He's like a big actor. But
have
like
you
he
seen
was.
Whiplash, Alex?
I can't
no, she hasn't.
Oh my god, we gotta do.
Why
Whiplash.
Would
but
that?
Him, I was like.
Did that guy have a bigger role before?
I think maybe they wanted him for... Maybe he was just like, hey, can I do this?
Can I be
thing?
In Ghostbusters?
He was in Gravity Falls, for God's sakes. I mean, he was... Was. No,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he was.
His character's not dead.
Yeah, but Gravity Falls isn't on anymore.
You want me
Gravity
to read the
Falls
synopsis?
Yeah,
can we do an episode of Gravity Falls?
Oh.
Maybe is.
Yeah, that would be great.
People probably don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about... Okay, so... Alex wants me to read the synopsis. When a single mother and her two children move to a new town, they soon discover that they have a connection to the original Ghostbusters and the secret legacy that their grandfather left behind, which I find weird because from the trailers, they make it seem like nobody remembers what happened in New York, which I found really weird.
Yeah.
But then they in the movie, they're actually like, there's people who know about it.
Yeah.
But it's odd because some people are like, oh, they're just stories.
In the original movie.
Wait,
we already did.
Before you introduce yourself.
Yeah,
like at the beginning.
Yeah, like 15 minutes. Well, it's been 13 minutes. Like, yeah, like 8 minutes.
Can I just wanted to say something. I've been holding it in this entire time since we started the podcast.
See, that man who's talking is Nick. We didn't introduce him, but
he's on the other side of the camera.
Backseat chair guy.
Go ahead.
I hate that you guys read the synopsis from the wiki.
The wiki?
The
sorry.
Why can't you just explain
okay,
the movie?
Well, you
because
know, if y'all watch our earlier podcast, our synopsis starts and it never ends. That's just the whole podcast.
Yeah,
so
it's
we,
either
we
you
just
do a
get
good
it
synopsis
out there.
Or you just talk about the movie.
We're talking about the movie
right,
now.
Let's talk about the movie.
We're still talking about it.
Basically,
you're
all the characters from the original
Nick?
Movie
oh,
are
sorry.
In this movie.
Yeah.
Did you? Sorry. I was going to... Go ahead. You're looking at me bad. I thought you were done with your statement.
Was I? No. Okay, so there's the gatekeeper
divorce.
And the keymaster from the original movies. Those two characters, they're also... No, one of them's in this movie. the gatekeepers in this movie.
Yeah.
Not the Keymaster. Same roles, but different, like, casting. And then, of course, they had four original Ghostbusters. They had the receptionist, I believe it was.
Yeah, at the end.
I don't know if she'd be considered a Ghostbuster.
No, but she was in the original movie.
Yeah.
She's the one who, like, said, oh, we were just friends with Harold.
What do you mean there's five original people from the Ghostbusters movie? Sigourney Weaver's at the very end. Sigourney Weaver, her. She's the girl who gets possessed.
She's not a Ghostbuster.
She was from the original Ghostbusters. I know. Oh, well, I thought you were just saying.
You're talking about.
I thought you were talking about.
No, she's the gatekeeper.
Sigourney Weaver at the very. You haven't seen the movie, so it doesn't even matter trying to explain it to him.
So you know the two dogs in the movies? Yes. So there was the Keymaster and the Gatekeeper. Yes. In the original movie, you ever seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? The main character from the guy.
Have you seen Spaceballs? Remember the guy who plays the guy who plays the knockoff Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the original, like, that's who he is.
Yes.
But, like, the girl who in the original movie, who was the gatekeeper, you saw her at the end, the one who, like, did
the cards.
The cards, that was her, but she was from the original. But
I wonder if there was any more after credit scenes. Was that the only after credit scene?
Oh, yeah, no, because, like, the first credit scene was with all of, like, the different background, like, images and sound. And then, like, after that scene happened is when, like, the screen, like went, like, black and just, like, regular. So yeah. I can tell it was, like, over.
I'm still laughing at the fact
I was really sad how, like, old Bill Murray looks now.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Murray kind of passed.
We still got some funny lines.
I've seen.
Oh, they did good in it.
They
did
really
good.
I had a lot of laughs.
I watched Osmosis Jones. You remember Osmosis Jones?
Yeah.
So Bill Murray is in it.
Yeah.
And he does not look as bad as he does in this, but it's very odd because, like, he kind of. Maybe
they try to make him look older because they know it's been lot of time.
He actually looks that old. I've seen him.
Maybe they were trying to prevent him from looking his age.
I guess. But I mean, how old is he? He's what, like 60 something?
How old is Garfield?
Like two fact
checkers. How old is Garfield? But was old.
I'm the only person who watched that movie.
I've seen it. What do you mean?
He's 71. Huh? He was born in 1950.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
What?
What did they do to Bill Murray?
He looks like your grandpa.
He does. Oh my God.
He does. Yeah. Every time I see your grandpa, I mean, I feel like it's more God, Bill Murray looks like your grandpa, but yeah.
What a handsome man.
Yeah. But I was
the other one. The other guys look great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Dan Aykroyd is so weird. It's so funny seeing him sometimes. You know, Dan Aykroyd has a vodka. Do you know about that?
Nope.
It's really funny.
Sells his own vodka.
He has a vodka that's made out of a crystal skull, like it's a glass skull. Shut up, Jack. This is relevant.
Shut your mouth, Jack.
But it's
said a word.
It's
Jack kind of looks like that Stranger Things kid.
Pinwheelfart.
Yeah, for like
he just threw up his hands, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm pretty sure the kid did the exact same motion in the movie.
But,
he was like,
you know, Dan Aykroyd's Dan Aykroyd's very weird because he believes in, like, outer, like, very weird stuff. But it kind of makes sense because he believes in, like, aliens and all that stuff, and he believes in ghosts and. You know, believes the pyramids were made by aliens and stuff. He's a big conspiracy theorist. So it kind of makes sense you choose him for Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I guess.
But, what was another thing? There was a part that I laughed at that I don't know if... Okay, the part where Paul Rudd's in the Walmart and he's getting the ice cream. And you laughed. And I was like, I don't know. Because he was getting Baskin-Robbins ice cream, which reminded me of Ant-Man.
Yeah, I think that was the whole point.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, I don't know if that's...
Baskin-Robbins as a nod because he worked at Baskin-Robbins
Ant-Man. Did you not see
Ant-Man? I saw the Ant-Man 2, but not Ant-Man 1.
Oh, Ant-Man 1's so much better.
Oh, I believe you. I just haven't gone around seeing it.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, actually, the same way. Ant-Man's one of my most favorite.
I think it's the best. I think it's that and, like, maybe
Winter
Soldier. I won't
say it's the best one, but it's really good.
I don't know. Paul Rudd did so good in this.
Paul Rudd's just awesome.
It was really funny whenever he threw his ice cream at the dog and then just ran. He bucked it. He like flipped.
he nailed it on the head.
What y'all think about the little like mini like mushroom?
I love that.
That was me and Nick were laughing at
so just good.
Did y'all see all of that died in the beginning?
The one that's walking on the grill and goes down and does the Terminator thumbs up. Oh,
there's
it's
so many things that happen in that scene. You just see one just getting more and more impaled by like the little
the skewer.
Stick. Yeah. And then just, like, chocolate there's, melts over the
did
other.
Did he say, like, oh, would you look at that? I've been impaled.
There's what I thought.
Like,
yeah.
In Frozen.
There's the one, scene where
the one that got ran over by the Roomba.
That killed me. That was the first, like, marshmallow kill.
Yeah. Or when he's in the car and all of them are coming out and he's got the taser and he's just, like, and they're just exploding.
Explodes on him.
Or the three that are in the rear windshield that they're just like and they just disintegrate.
They were great.
So good. What a good way to tie the movie.
They weren't even going to be that funny when the actual scene popped up because I've seen it so many times in like trailers. But they really did save like the best things like out of the trailer.
It's very much
I'm
like
so glad they did that.
Yeah.
Like the music, the jokes, I don't know, the timing. It was very much like the way the 80s movies did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt very good in the way that they did it. So
oh,
it didn't
yeah.
feel cheesy.
It was so good.
I don't know. It's so. It's,
you
it's
know,
really
what
y'all good.
Think of Phoebe's jokes.
I think they made it better considering that, like, some of Finn Wolfhard's, like, his character, his reactions made it really good.
Well, I feel like it definitely, like, shows, like, that's it's his granddaughter.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, different. It just. Some of them were so. I forgot which one it was, but like I knew the exact joke, and I said it right before she said it. I was like, "Fish, how do you say fish?"
It was
without,
like, "What
like,
do you say?
Eye?
What do you call a fish with no eyes?"
It's just, psh.
Yeah.
I remember the one where it was like, what's,
"So
like,
bad."
What is like?
How dare you say that on the podcast?
It was like the hamster one when they're going down the elevator. It's like, what is a hamster and a. It was like, what does a hamster and a something have in common? It's like...
A cigarette?
A hamster and a cigarette.
Have in common? They're
it's
like...
like
they're
you put it in your mouth and light it on fire, it'll become dangerous or something like that.
It was the one that...
It's like, that's morbid.
Like, two whales walk into a bar, one of them just goes, ooh, and the other one goes, you're drunk, go home.
All right, one more dad joke out of you guys. And this
was not a dad joke.
I
gotta, it was from Phoebe,
I like,
okay?
I like the one, the first one she makes, it's like... What are the
Atoms?
The Atom one? It's like they're everywhere or something. I don't remember.
Oh,
they make up everything.
Oh, they make
like
up everything.
Can't you ever trust Atoms? Who they make up everything? And make everything up.
Finn's reaction's like, "All right, I'm going by." It's so.
Yeah, they did have like some chemistry there, you know.
I like the whole part
chemistry.
Where he goes to like the diner is. I mean, it wasn't, like, out of place, but it was very much, like, compared
like
to
easy.
All the other scenes, it was just, like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like they wanted, like, to have a fourth, like, person there, so they just have him kind of just, like, have a crush on this one girl he sees at a diner, and she just doesn't play
add
a
anything
very big role
or...
at all. It's like the biggest role she plays is that her father was a cop at some point.
And then she
the
becomes a dog at the end of the movie.
And she does become a dog. But so is Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd and the mom bang and become dogs.
It's so good.
Yeah, that must be confusing if you haven't seen the movie.
But like in the original
all
movie,
men are dogs.
Like you can kind of correlate it. Like I thought initially, like first off, that they're gonna have like the dogs like happening again because you saw it like on the wall, the two different dogs, like they're gonna do it again. Like I knew it was gonna be good, but because it was classic, it's from the original. Maybe you gotta watch the original.
I've seen parts.
But the comparison between the dogs in the first movie and then ones in this one. It's so much better. Like, you're going to see in it. It looks so bad.
Good on them.
It's so funny. But anyways, like, there's two kind of, like, possible, like, couples that could have been the dogs. So it's kind of like, who's it going to be?
It could have been Finn.
It could have been Finn and the girl. But I'm glad they chose the mom and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Because it makes a lot more sense, a lot more funny.
Because Paul Rudd is essentially the equivalent to the comedic relief, like, they had with the one nerd guy who was...
Such
but that
classic.
That was good. They also something. Oh, I'm blanking on it now. Go back to whatever you bring up something else while I think about what I was thinking about.
I like the car siren.
Oh, yeah.
The car sirens are the... Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
That was in the original.
Yeah, I know.
So, they did a lot of soundtracks from the original, which made it really good.
So, the beginning of it, when they have the main actor's face, Harold's face, they don't show it. They show, like, glasses reflections, and they do all that, and they have side profiles that you can barely see, or back of the head shots. Mm-hmm. Anything to not show a direct face shot.
Right.
Good on them for two reasons. One, they don't got to pay for any stupid CG face remake.
Yeah.
Two, they don't have to pay for the CGI face remake and have it be terrible.
Yeah.
True.
Because that's the thing is we've seen in other movies, Star Wars, and have it look Hunger like Games. Shit. Mm. Which one?
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Oh, so did people watch that? Hunger like Games? In 2015?
Yeah.
It's 2021. We're talking about
okay.
What movie did you just reference that was awful?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. That was like
2017.
It was like 4 years ago.
Anyway,
okay, but
still.
We know what he's talking about.
Still, the face remake, or even you could say Mandalorian. Like the face remake was kind of ass. It's like you didn't have to do that. But then the parts that they use it for is for the ghost, which is gonna look weird anyway because you have to do a ghost. So then people are like,
I didn't think it even looked really that bad.
But no, it didn't even look that bad. But the thing is that like,
I mean, we've never seen him old before because he didn't get old.
Granted, but when looking at it, you find it to be believable because they, you know, aged it in such a way to where it looked really good.
I hope they made it look good.
But they made it look really good because in your brain, you're like, okay, this is a ghost. It looks the way it does because it's a ghost. So it doesn't.
And keep in mind, he did just die. Like, in movie-wise, he just died.
Right.
Yeah. So he did get old in the movie.
In the movie.
In real life, he never...
What?
You know.
What? Hold on.
I don't remember what year he died, but he's been dead for at least...
I thought y'all said 15 years.
At least 10.
He died in 2014.
In real life?
Wow, not 10. Okay.
Yeah, no, but he looked really...
Almost.
But he looked like this when he...
Let me see.
What did he? I forgot what he.
Yeah, because he gained like weight like,
man,
before he died.
Forgot what
so
he passed
gotta,
away.
Like,
what a
sure
handsome
just,
young
like,
man!
Like, we can obviously tell who he was.
He doesn't look the way. I mean, that's kind of.
What did he pass away from? That was before COVID.
No shit.
But when I saw the trailer, I honestly thought that the grandfather was Dan. What's his face? Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, Dan, Ray. Not the funny one, not the smart one, the other one.
Oh.
I thought that was going to be the grandfather. I don't
really
know why.
I had a feeling it was the one that's not alive anymore, just because it never really showed his face at the beginning. And
no,
just
like in the trailer, before I even like
oh,
saw the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. No, when I eventually saw the movie,
yeah.
I like realized it wasn't him.
I thought they weren't going to be related to anyone at all.
Really?
The kids.
Did you watch the trailer?
I watched the first one. They didn't really give away that much in the first one.
The first
trailer?
You didn't think there'd be any relation from the Ghostbusters to the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They were like,
the
yeah,
trailer.
No, in the trailer, they're like, my grandfather left me the spooky mansion.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm just stupid. Then.
And like, how do you think they got the car and everything?
I
saw a trailer.
I didn't watch the movie yet, so I don't know.
I saw the trailer and I got so excited because I knew it was going to be so good. I'm so glad it turned out good.
They did a really good job.
I was really sad if it was
I was
like kind of
scared because, you know.
Ghosts.
It was kind of spooky in the beginning a bit. Like, it had, like, that suspense.
Yes. But Ghostbusters has always had some suspenseful
but
moments, but it's always been a sort of, like, comedic movie.
But, like,
which good on them for not like overdoing the comedy and being
like
stupid
the second
with it.
Movie. Like that's just stupid comedy.
You didn't like the second Ghostbusters?
You liked it?
The second?
Talking about the women?
Are you talking about the women
yeah,
one?
The woman.
There's two Ghostbusters movies. Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2,
dang.
The woman one, and then the one that's now.
Get right.
So you didn't like the woman Ghostbusters movie?
No, I thought the woman Ghostbusters was
wait, you did whatever.
There's
the
two Ghostbusters.
The woman one sucked.
Okay, you didn't know there was you didn't know there was a Ghostbusters 1 and 2? There's a 2.
Uncultured.
Shut up. You didn't watch the movie, Jack.
I totally knew that, just never watched them.
Yeah, there's a Ghostbusters 2. That was made
out. Oh, that one.
Yeah, you may have just seen both of them, and you may have been confused.
I might just, like, combine them in my head.
Got a 6 out of 10 on IMDb. Oh, go How fuck you doing yourself. All 80s movies get bad ratings, though.
Yeah, because they didn't rate them back, like, when they were around. They just, whenever they came out.
I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire got, like, a really terrible rating on IMDb.
Because they're all a bunch of fake fans.
Yeah, but
don't read reviews. You go and see it for yourself. Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, yeah, that got, like, a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 100% on, like, every single thing. And that was made in, like, freaking 1602.
But I will be honest, as far as, like, for some movies that are, like, classics for... It's an exaggeration. It was made in 1602. But for those movies that have been made that they haven't gotten rated what they should be rated, that a lot of people like, sometimes it's just because, like...
You know, I'm kind of curious, what did the female Ghostbusters movie get rated?
Do you want to think of what it
Fact
is?
Check.
Let's Next see time. How close we get. Do you think it's going to be below 40?
Yeah.
No.
Make your guesses right now.
You don't think it's going to be below 40? No, I'm don't. Saying
well, there's only an because audience rating and only, then there's like the professional.
True. I think it won't be below 40 cuz I bet the critics loved it.
Don't say it yet. I think it got I want a specific number, like percentage-wise.
Okay.
Okay, if one of you gets it on the percentage, I'll give you $20.
Okay.
62.
Well, what percentage?
38.
What percentage? Because we can go off of Rotten Tomatoes or...
Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, that could be literally anything.
You said 32?
38.
62.
Rotten Tomatoes can be anything, though. I was thinking more of IMBD, but whatever.
I'm staying in the 30s. I think you're right. I'm saying 34.
74.
Is it? Are you serious? Wait. Oh my god!
Are you serious?
I knew it.
The Ghostbusters taking over.
I knew it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that vine was the only good thing that came out of that.
That's also the only good thing.
That's
74.
That's
like my head.
Hold on. This the most recent one?
All right, so Zach.
That's a female one.
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk
about? We got a 49 audience score. Claus?
Maybe it may. Okay, I've never
what did
seen.
I said? I said
I've never.
You're talking about 38.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What about the newest one that got it? But I really, I thought it would have gotten lower.
I would give it a 1 out of 10 if I could. But like, I'm just thinking like critics wise, they never.
From critics or from audience?
Critics.
What did it get from audience? Probably like an 80.
It's probably not out yet.
95.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Honestly, I.
Why would critics vote? Why would critics vote this so low? It doesn't have anything wrong with it.
Because Hang critics on. Suck.
Remember what I brought up in.
But that's the thing
Eternals?
Is there's. What?
What did the director direct before?
That's
what did,
true.
What did
any Oscar-winning?
No,
movies,
which is usually or? Kind of the.
The award nominee.
The first Ghostbusters got a 97 on Rotten Tomatoes. And an 88 for audience.
I don't know. That's weird. But it got the second Ghostbusters got lower. That's so weird.
Grudge against
But
Paul
there's
Rudd.
there's movies that actually suck. That like critics give good ratings.
Yeah.
Like the most recent Star Wars movie
mm-hmm.
got like a 90 something.
From critics?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Ghostbusters 2 got us 53%.
Yeah, what, like Ghostbusters, I haven't seen Ghostbusters 2 in forever. I remember Ghostbusters 1.
Does anything made by Disney, though, ever get a low score by
no.
Rotten Tomatoes?
No. Actually,
any Marvel movies, except for like Eternals.
No, there's probably some bad ones that like legitimately get. I think Jungle Cruise got a bad rating, but like it's as far as like percentage wise for those ones, I guarantee there's not a single Marvel movie that has under like a certain like maybe 80.
I bet you they get paid just to be like
Rotten Tomatoes gave Eternals a 48.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're wrecked.
Sorry, Eternals. You just suck too much.
Because you knew about the movie we're making
the podcast. Wait, you kept us going, right. So
it was should we talk about like what like happened like throughout the movie? Just kinda like go through it like briefly.
You guys talked about your favorite scenes yet?
I'm trying to think of what. So it starts off, the guy dies, and then it goes on to they're moving.
They
got evicted, so they ended up moving into the grandfather's house.
Yeah.
And they try and, like, that's when they meet Paul Rudd whenever Phoebe goes to summer school. And then Trevor goes to the diner or whatever and, like, sees that girl and like tries to apply and work there. And then what happened next? Then it kind of goes on where they figured out like the car and then the little ghost things and things start happening.
Yeah.
Chessboard moves.
We're missing a character. What? We're missing podcast.
Oh, yeah, podcast.
We're missing podcast.
We gotta talk about podcast.
You talked about it. Wait, you just not missing a name.
There was a kid named Podcast. And I'm not even kidding. I don't even know. I don't even
know
the kid.
Look it up if you want.
I don't know if the kid had an actual name in the movie.
No, his name in the movie. His name in the movie.
Yeah, and he named himself Podcast because he has a podcast. And it's really
big microphone with him everywhere.
And it's really funny because. But the thing is, it doesn't really sound like a podcast. It's very much like because podcasts are usually like constant.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's his name in the movie?
Yeah.
His name in the movie is Podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast.
But it's funny.
It's me, Podcast.
He'll like, record people or whatever. But at the end of the movie, Dan Aykroyd is like, or whatever he says, he's like, oh, you guys really learned to get your voice in, episode 46. And
he referenced it earlier in the movie, that
freaking
same
Kevin
line.
From the office in this movie?
What?
Who? Yeah,
he's on the...
Who?
Oh, look, I'm telling you, he's on
who?
The cast list.
Who?
Who?
That guy? Oh,
yo, I would love to see who it is right
Kevin
now.
Kevin Malone?
Say Kevin?
Frank. Who's Frank?
I don't know.
Frank?
Can you, like, show us?
Kevin from...
Kevin?
That's in the girl movie.
Yes.
You're looking the wrong one.
Oh, my bad.
Concede to the depths.
Get my hopes up!
Man!
Why do you have to be in the sucky one? That's sucky.
Can you do your best impression of that man?
Who?
Didn't you already do it?
Who?
Was I not paying attention? That
Kevin,
guy
of Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
That's a really bad impression.
That is exactly how he sounds. Not exactly.
Do it again.
But he talks exactly like... It's so
he
weird.
Talks exactly like Dan.
I watched him do the interview and he's like, I believe in spirits and the unknown. And he's like, if you drink my wonderful vodka, the Crystal Skull vodka, you will understand the depths of... It's, like, really weird. He's a crazy person. He's going to haunt our dreams.
Where can I buy Dan Aykroyd's vodka?
At the store.
eBay.
It's, like, $50. Look it up. Crystal Skull vodka. It's, like, $50. You see it at L.A. or L.A. Liquors.
Is it, like, a top shelf vodka?
It's vodka.
I saw the Publix Liquors once.
Aren't you
20?
Officer. Mm.
I can walk in Winn-Dixie Liquors. I can walk through it. It's not
officer,
like...
this man is not 21. He should not be in this hallway.
You're not allowed.
Wow.
Nick,
you
look
at
some
much
things
is it?
Like topics and facts to talk about.
You want me to look up topics for you to talk about?
No. Regarding like, the movie, because I don't want to be on my phone. And...
So you know the, like... When Paul Rudd, first of all, Paul Rudd got attacked in a Walmart, which was great. Like, the first scene where it's like, it just clips to the Walmart, and so you just see the Walmart, and it's just Paul Rudd just like strolling through the aisles of Walmart. That shit is so funny to me, and I don't know why.
Oh, yeah,
it's because it's so
major
casual.
Major Tobey Maguire vibes of him just walking down the street and talks. Beat the time.
So
it's pizza time.
Hang on. Okay, I got a question I don't need to look up. You guys all, what I'm getting anyways, you guys all like the movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So what was it about the movie that made you guys like it so much? Was
it wasn't
something
shit.
In particular? Well, yeah, it wasn't
well,
shit.
No, that's true. That's true. The way that they try and – because there's a lot of movies now that'll do – I guess they'll do a continuation of like, I don't know, movie – what's another good example? I guess Blade Runner. Like, they had the movie that was made in the 80s, and then they made the one now. They didn't try to make it this new age thing. They had the same tone as the last Blade Runner. It was still weird in some parts that were like, okay. But it was believable to be a, I guess, a continuation.
It was a great continuation, and since there's so many years and, like, for a time jump, It just, like, I think it worked really well.
It was very seamless. It didn't seem like...
Yeah.
Like, jagged. Now, if you take... What's a bad example? Because I don't want to, like, just say Ghostbusters with the female. Because
Star Wars.
But I can say that, but the thing is that I kind of want to find another example.
Star Wars.
Yeah, but Star Wars is like they did a prequel and then they did a continuation of it. But the thing is that the movie was just bad. It wasn't like it had the same. It had the same feeling, but the movie was just bad.
But the prequels and the continuations were just bad.
I guess. Opinion. I mean, what's
except
what's,
for Revenge of the
what's
Sith?
What's another?
Revenge of the Sith gets a pass.
Home Alone. That's a really bad yeah. one. They just made a new Home Alone.
I saw it. It's on Disney Plus.
Which it looks terrible.
There's awful. A new one?
Awful.
Yeah, yeah, they made a new one. And they have like they have
like a new kid.
They have so there's like a oh, cop obviously. In it.
Help
and,
is a new kid.
Yeah. Well they have
he
a cop in
the
it.
Same kid. He's like a what, a pothead or something?
I don't know. I mean I know who you're talking
he's
about.
Old now.
But
he's
they have
like six.
They have a cop in it whose name McAllister, and for some reason they didn't use Macaulay Culkin, which is the kid from the first one. I don't know, that's weird. But anyway, albeit, that's a bad continuation because it's just a bad movie.
First movie, classic. Second Why would there be a second one? What, they, the
well, they did Home Alone so bad, 2. They did Home Alone again? 1, and then Home Alone 2, and then Home Alone 3, which was with a different kid who they
right,
tried robbing him, and then he,
Home
like, set them on
the
fire.
One, right?
And then they had Home Alone 4, and then Home Alone 5.
Wait, hold the...
How many Home Alones are there?
6.
What?
Yeah. There's five... There's 6 Home
How
Alones.
How many Home Alones?
There's 5
Nick,
or...
Nick, come over here on the podcast.
Because they have the...
Why? No, switcher. Go away.
They have the first one, which is where he's in his house. The second one, the third one with the really weird kid. The fourth one. No, wait, maybe there is 5.
Okay,
my point
besides
is,
besides that,
more
what's,
than
your
one,
point? What's your
which
point?
Is,
the point is, yeah. is that you kind of are like the horse has already died, and at this point you're just beating the shit
water.
Out of it with a stick. It's like
Hold
it's
on.
Died.
Hold
that's
on.
Why I had like that's why I thought going into this movie like I. Was kind of scared that it might be bad. It might
mm-hmm.
ruin a Ghostbusters representation that it has because of the, what was it, 2016 one?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want that to happen. And I think they did really good with this one.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was
so
going to be
like,
terrible.
2016
like
one, alternate universe never happened. Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Just go 1, 2,
that's
4.
Great. Like, right there. I don't even know. I bet they're probably planning to do... another one after this one.
They
oh,
just leave it.
So there's
but
a lot of...
I like where it is right now.
But there's a lot of different ones that do a good job. Like, I'm pretty sure the like, Tron Legacy, it looked kind of weird for some of it. But it was an okay continuation. Like, it was kind of cool.
There was an old Tron movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
They had the old Tron, and then they have this one. Or the Legacy, which is in 2010. That was a good one.
That was a good movie.
And then they had... Sorry, I am looking at my phone. I'm trying to not be rude about it.
How dare you?
No, they had Mad Max Fury Road. Fury Road was such a good movie and had barely anything to do with the last movies. Mad Max was such a good movie. And then they had Bill and Ted Face the Music, which I never saw, so I can't really say that.
I heard that one was awful.
Doctor Sleep, which was the continuation of The Shining. I heard from so many people that that's a really good movie. That's another good continuation.
When did Dr. Sleep come out? Didn't that come out a couple years ago or something?
Or Top Gun. They made the new Top Gun, which I haven't seen. Or
made another Top
Gun. I don't... Yeah, they have the new Top Gun that came out. And I'm pretty sure that is also another good... Like, there's all these good
have
ones.
Have you seen the new Top Gun?
No. I've not even seen the old one.
I can't really say, man.
Have you... this is kind of off topic, but... so it's like, you know that one movie with Matt Damon and...
Ocean's Eleven.
Kylo Ren, and you know.
Oh yeah, I know about that one.
The where they like fought over the girl.
Mm-hmm. Matt Damon, Adam Driver.
And that movie ended up flopping.
Why'd that one flop? I thought that one was good.
I don't know, but it ended up flopping. I unfortunately never got to see it, but I did want to see it. And the director, like, you can look this up, but the director like blamed it flopping on kids with phones.
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. he blamed it on. Kids being on their phones these days or something like that.
Kids I think the movie could just be bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm pockets. Saying. Like, you can't really blame, like, people for not wanting to see your movie if they don't want to see
But the thing
movie.
Is, like, I remember Jack saying, like, I think it's going to be bad because it looks like there's only one interesting part and a lot of, like, just fluff.
That's also
And my
true.
Dad, I think my dad kind of agreed with that, but I was like, eh.
Huh?
This one?
The last night or whatever.
Oh, this movie?
No, not this movie. The
Transformers The Last
The no. one with Matt Damon.
With Matt
and,
Damon, where they're fighting over the girl and yeah. they're knights.
Oh, yeah. They're
about I haven't seen it, but like there was, but I mean, if your movie does bad, that's your fault. I'm sorry. Yeah. You don't see Disney going and being like, the new live action Lion King did shit cause
on the phone.
Poachers killing lions. Poachers. And if we had more lions,
and poachers,
then we'd have lion power. Sand power. But like, we'd have.
And I didn't mean to get off topic, but I just wanted to say that because I thought it was stupid and funny.
Man. Just wait for a new West Side Story to come out.
Why are you so. Yeah, he's really excited about West Side Story.
I saw that.
I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
I'm so excited.
I thought you would know because it's like a musical thing and you like musicals.
Ask my sister.
Yeah, that's one of the musicals that like.
Ask your nerd of a
my
sister.
Mom never really.
Bet you would.
I told my mom about that one. She was like never really interested in it, so she doesn't really know.
This is my mom's all time favorite movie.
You know they're making a your Wicked mom's a movie. Nerd.
They're making a what?
Yeah, shut up!
I'm a nerd too. Then
why?
We went really off topic.
Why would you go with Wicked?
Yeah, the whole train is derailed.
Anyway,
at this
sorry.
Point.
I don't know. My mom also.
Anyway,
I regret asking you guys that question, man.
You
guys look some stuff up.
So you know,
hang on. I'm thinking.
So Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Just only want to talk about him.
He did so good in this movie, though.
Why did
he
do so good?
Do you think someone else could have taken his role?
No.
So what was
the only role I think that could have been taken by someone else was the Stranger Things kid.
Yeah, Finn Wolfhard.
Who do you think would have done better that role, though?
I mean, I can't really think off the top of my head. I don't know that many children actors.
15? He does not look 15.
In Stranger Things,
yes, he does look 15.
He looks so much
older.
In Stranger Things, he does look 15.
You're 15? I'm like, he looks 12. Like, what do you mean? Like,
no, he doesn't.
What, really? Oh, yeah. I think he looks older.
You thought he looks older?
Oh, no,
yeah.
I think he looks older.
Like he's like 10.
He looks the age. He's our age. He's 20.
Yeah, he is our age.
He's 20?
But he can pass
He's not of drinking age.
He's born December 23rd.
Then he's 19.
Oh, 1 year.
And then he's 19. It's like a year off.
19, almost 20.
I thought he was 20.
Yeah, I keep forgetting you're 20. Wasn't he the kid that got punched in the face in It?
Dude, I haven't seen It in forever, but probably, yeah. He was in It, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was that kid.
But yeah, I mean, Finn Wolfhard's okay. I think it's more... It's not the casting. I think it was just more kind of like, no matter who you put in that,
it was a little derpy. I mean, just like he's with his mom and his sister in a car, and they pull up to the diner, and he just the first girl he sees, he's just like, oh,
yeah,
and he gets out of the car and goes after her. I'm like,
no, he didn't go after her. He went up to apply to work.
Yeah, he went up to apply to talk to her.
If they didn't have that part, I feel like it'd be better.
But, like, how would they have incorporated her into the movie then?
They don't need to.
Yeah, but, like, added to it. Because that's how
really. I don't think it added.
I feel like her character didn't add
much. I don't think it added enough.
No, it probably could have added more.
It could have added more, but the way that they did it, you could have just been like, okay, we'll have him find more things or whatever.
How long was the movie?
It was pretty. I felt like it was really long.
Really?
I feel like it was pretty average.
I will say.
It could have been longer.
Maybe it's because of everything that happened in the theater.
I will say the movie felt long because, like, I kept on trying to watch it. And I, like, I know we keep on. Well, this is the second time we've gone back to it. But, like, shut up, man. Like, I'm trying to.
Yeah, just like. If you're going to a theater, at least have some common courtesy. Unless you're, like, Soups at, like, the No Way Home
what
movie. Do you know who Soups is?
Who's Soups?
He's this guy on TikTok that is like really loud and always talks about like Spider-Man. He's like, yeah, oh my god, Spider-Man.
Is he the loud equals funny guy?
I don't know.
I would.
He like screams and the whole mic is like,
because I almost invited my dad.
No, that's a different.
I almost invited my dad to this because I was like, if you want to go, you could go with us. And he was like, no, I'm too busy. But I guarantee if I invite him, he'd be like,
whoa,
no, he wouldn't do that.
Put a Media Mix logo over that.
He wouldn't do that. But like he'd probably yell at the kids before the other guy.
Yeah, honestly, I was about to do something. If they were closer to me, I would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we were all the way in the back, right? And we were kind of more to the left, and they were all the way to the right. So I didn't hear them as much as all the other people did.
I got a question, though.
Oh, the kid to our left.
So what was your least...
Come here, buddy.
What was your least favorite part of this movie? Like, was there a scene or, like, a certain thing that happened in this movie? You're just like, that's stupid, or, like, I don't like that. Like, what was the worst part of your opinion?
I enjoyed, like, the chessboard scenes, which I thought was, like, okay, she's, like, introduced to, like, ghosts, because she didn't believe in ghosts before. But they could have put more into the chessboard. It could have, like, had to go a little more crazy. Like, they could have made it look more Conjury, in a sense.
So you, like, didn't like the chessboard scene?
It was weird. I was like, they had potential with, that, like, the chessboards. Cool. But it stopped. Like, they just...
Well, I mean, I think it was a 1-2 thing, because it's like she moved... Or the ghost moved his, and then she moved hers, and then she came back a day later or whatever, and it's like she saw that his was moved again.
I don't know. I thought it was enough to... Because she only really needed, like,
a I thought it was good because she...
I can't really find much to complain about. That's the one thing I think of. I'm like...
that's true. Maybe but I thought it was good because of, like, when she beat him... And it's like, he then just flicks the other one just across the room.
It kind of gave me, like, Harry Potter vibes when he flicked, like, her piece across.
Yeah,
Harry
I can see
Potter
that.
Vibe.
No, I can
was
see
it
that.
Like the chess scene from Harry Potter?
No, there's no chess scene from Harry Potter. It's just
there is a chess
yes,
scene.
There
from,
is.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's all over TikTok.
Hold up.
I don't know.
I'm not pulling it up. You don't remember the.
But yes, pull it up.
I wasn't a Harry Potter kid when
it's
I grew
like,
up. I was a Star Wars kid.
Oh my god.
You can be
I was like freaking out over at
it's the
like,
first
Umber
movie.
Adventure.
See, Jack.
Oh my god.
I
own all the Harry
and
Potter
Nick was
movies.
Like, I'm not caring. Oh, now you listen to me. Okay.
Well, sorry. They were talking. I was listening to them as well. But the I have all the Harry Potter movies. I just don't watch them because I was a Star Wars kid. Unfortunately, Star Wars betrayed me when you came out with, you know, your whatever. I'm
no,
not gonna
Disney
go on my
betrayed
own.
You.
What? Disney betrayed me.
Not Star Wars.
It wasn't Lucasfilm's
like
fault.
Like
it was
Bobo
Disney's
better.
Fault.
I don't know. There's nothing I can find that I could be like, this is bad on the movie.
Yeah, I really can't either, honestly.
I think I could probably find something. The part when she's, like, being summoned, it was very kind of like, I don't know, it felt kind of choppy in the way they did it because there were some parts that were kind of missing. And I felt like they cut out bits. Like, she was, like, coming out and then, like, she would, like, start
like
to walk.
You talk about when the temple started coming out of the wall?
Yeah.
I felt like that was very 80s.
Very 80s, but it would randomly, like... She started to appear, and then all of a sudden she's, like, over petting the dogs, and then she's sitting on her
That face. Is true.
And I was like...
I did see that, and I was just thinking to myself, like, that looked really weird, but also I feel like it was probably really 80s at the same time.
Is it like a what
I
the
also
fuck is
noticed
going on,
a, like, mess up in the movie. Whenever they first, like, turn on the lights, the first scene with, like, the sirens and the lights in the car.
I saw
the
that
next
also.
Scene... It was off, and the scene after that, it was on.
It was back on.
Like, it's supposed to stay on.
I'm assuming they
just
turned it off.
It was supposed to continue this kind of clip. Well, yeah, but, like, I feel like they could have had it on. Maybe, like, this sound, like, a little like, quieter or whatever to emphasize, like, the next scene, but...
The mistake I saw that, I mean, it's dumb because then there's nobody in the comments who are going to be like, I saw that, too. The car that they're driving, the engine that's in it wouldn't be in the car, but... Like I said, nobody in the comments or anybody here is going to be like, I agree.
Well, Schneider.
I agree.
Do you know every part that's in that car?
Maybe Mark
Shut
the
up.
Hamlet.
Yeah, Mark the Hamlet. Are you going to, you want to look up what was in a Cadillac?
The like, what do you think that was? Like, you know, the light in the basement? Like, how do you, like.
That's the ghost.
That's
just
the,
like, what ghost?
That was him. The
that's
guy.
The grandfather.
Him?
The grandfather.
Yes.
I didn't,
you didn't pick up on that?
Yeah.
No, I was like, I feel like it could... I don't know. It was confusing.
It was him. Because it was him playing chess, and it led her down to the...
Yeah, even the
I
part...
I just thought it was random ghost, honestly.
Even the part when she's like, how can you... How did you manage to make something this small? And he points at all the degrees that he has on the wall.
I just thought it was, like...
I thought,
like,
was
I thought it was
cool,
the Harold's, like, ghost friends, honestly, that was just, like, showing them... I don't know why. I'm just, like, really dumb.
I mean, yeah, I just thought it was pretty obvious that, like, when it pointed to the degrees, it was, like, it was, you know,
It's definitely a movie I can watch again.
Yeah. What I find funny is that they were like, or not funny, but I find what I find odd is that the part when they're talking about how like the Ghostbusters eventually died, they're like, oh, we eventually stopped getting like calls in.
Yeah,
like ghosts disappeared. I feel like they never really.
I feel like ghosts never really disappear.
Why would they disappear? Because people keep dying.
Well, I guess they caught most of them, but I guess in the
they just said they're too good at
their job. In the distance of New York, maybe you could get rid of all ghosts. But, like, if you say over the...
die a lot.
Yeah, but even if you said, like, they managed to get all that, then you have the rest of America. If they branched out, I'm sure that they could, like, help people.
You know why there were no more ghosts? Because they stopped believing in Jesus.
Don't bring religion to this. Them
atheists don't... they don't turn into ghosts stop. More.
You know, like, I am tired of this man, honest to God.
He's like on the podcast, and he's talked more than any of us.
Hey, you guys are the one over here coming to me trying to dredge out questions.
We got a mic right here for you.
I wanted to bring this up.
Someone's got to do the switcher.
I wasn't on the last podcast, which was the Dune one, right?
Jack's too busy looking at AirPods to do the switcher.
I was listening to the Dune one, and this man was on it. And the one part where you just start telling a story about Grant, and it has absolutely nothing to do with it. And you spent a good 5 minutes.
Listen, I forgot. To explain what was myself. The story? I was defending myself.
We didn't interrupt you at all. We let you go through your story, and you were talking about pizza, because I remember it was from... You're talking about CJ's Pizza? No. You're talking about a pizza place, okay. and you're just pizza. At Jet's Pizza, and you're talking about it, and I'm just, and I look over at Vicky, and she's like I'm on drugs, like I just was like, I guess.
That shit made me laugh so hard.
But I was
like, that's going in the friggin'.
I looked at Vicky, and then I looked at Jack, and Jack was like, I'm not, you're not dead, Nick. Like, we're all alive. We're listening to this right now. And I was like, what does this have to do? I didn't see the movie. So I was like, is there a fucking Jet's Pizza in Dune?
I must have blacked out for like 10 minutes and missed what Nick was saying. Because he's talking about Jet's Pizza out of nowhere.
Because I was listening. I was like,
Here's how my brain works. So I like said something wrong. And Vicky was like, what do you mean? Where I was like, you guys enjoyed the movies, I guess. And Mercury was like, wait, what? I'm like, okay, I'm bad with words. Let me explain how I'm bad with words. So let me give an analogy by telling a story talking with Grant one time. And was like, man,
Grant's our military friend, just by the way.
Yeah, he would be here today, but he's in Jacksonville.
Wow, he's in military location staff. Drop. I'm just kidding. It's fine.
You didn't know what state we're in?
There's two different Jacksonvilles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's the other one?
Not where we are.
Not Florida.
Anyway, so do y'all recognize the actor McKenna Grace who played as Phoebe before,
I don't know if they'll know what else. I mean, like, they know one
Phoebe
of them.
From what?
Well, he doesn't Friends? Because he didn't watch the show.
No. Like, her real name's McKenna Grace, and she played as Phoebe. She's in a lot of, different movies and shows. And I remember seeing this thing on TikTok, or maybe it was Instagram, but it's like any time there's like a movie or like TV show casting and they like need a young girl, either brown hair or blonde hair, and they see that her walk in, they just all give up. She gets so many roles.
Because she's good at acting.
She's good, but like it's just so funny because you just see her continuously in new movies. And it's just like, I feel so bad for the other girls, but she's so good.
I've seen some bad child acting. I think,
she's good.
As far as, Netflix, I think Netflix has some pretty okay. Like, Stranger Things has pretty good. The Haunting of Hill House has pretty good child acting. But what has bad child acting?
The new,
Disney XD.
The new Home Alone. The Dune Disney XD?
Disney XD.
When's
the last time you guys have seen a Disney XD show?
LeBron James' son from Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 2. Space Jam 2.
Come on!
Oh my god.
I don't even know if that was the son or more just LeBron being terrible. Anyways, we talked about every other movie other than that.
Okay, also, so what are we doing with Santa Claus podcast? I just wanted to clarify this so my conscience is sound.
Yeah.
In the Eternals.
You're conscious of
In the Eternals podcast.
We're not talking about
Eternals. I'm sorry, this is the last time I'll bring up Eternals.
How about we just talk about the actual movie we're watching?
So I was trying to compare the Irish guy's acting to LeBron James, but I kept getting interrupted and I never got the chance to say that.
Okay,
so thank you for getting that.
That was it. That was it.
But we don't
that
have it.
Was
it. We don't
was
have
that it. Was that it?
I want Jets pizza.
Does this have a point?
You know what was good? You know what was really good? Two things. One, they didn't say they were going to make another Ghostbusters, which is good because stop while you're ahead.
Wait, so they said they're not going to make any more?
No, I mean, that's what I got from the movie.
Compared to, like, Red Notice. Like, Red Notice, obviously, it's going to be, like, a second movie to that one. Fuck which Red we did a podcast on that, so make sure you watch that podcast.
Thank you for saying that. It's a stupid movie.
But, like, compared to that movie, like, this movie didn't give any sort of signs that there's going to be another one. So I think that's what he's talking about. That's, like, really good.
That was good.
Yeah. And I thought you meant, like, the director or someone.
And I was, like, I was watching, I was like, man, I'm surprised they don't have, I mean, they have a lot of, like, the old actors, but I'm surprised they don't have Sigourney Weaver, and they show her, and I'm like, yes! And they recreate the first scene from Ghostbusters 1 where they have the cards, and they have the shock thing. That is so good that they recreated that. That is...
Like any...
I already talked about Paul Rudd and how Dan Aykroyd is weird. Those are the two things I want to talk about. And how Finn Wolfhard's acting was kind of odd. I already know what I'm going to rate it at. I don't need to do the 3.1. I already know all exactly right, what I'm doing.
First,
I'm giving it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
I can't give it a 10 out of 10 only because of, like, the odd, like, love interest of Finn. That's the only thing that's stopping me from giving it a 10 out of 10. That's literally the only thing is the fact that it's a very odd relationship that was not needed. You could have just as easily added another character, which you did, which was the podcast, mm-hmm. and you could have just had the three of them instead of saying, well, there gotta be four of them.
Yeah, I think the only reason that fourth girl is there is because if they were to do another one, right, you got four Ghostbusters. I think that's the only reason why she's even there.
Yeah.
Is to have four, but, like, if they didn't have to do that, they could have left that out and then had be like, oh, Finn is working on cars or whatever, and, like, he's interested.
Or there could just be three Ghostbusters.
Or just no more.
Just come up with an original idea. Yeah, but then we get original ideas like Red Notice with The Rock, and then it's like, yeah, I'd rather just
have another Netflix film, though. You gotta, like, give it some credit. Okay, like, I'm sorry. Like, Columbia.
Then we get another movie like Jungle Cruise.
So you're just finding stuff with The Rock.
Or Eternals.
Or like Pacifier.
I love The Rock, like, you know, as a wrestler. But as an actor, I just...
There's maybe one incident where... Or an instance where I like...
The only funny time that The Rock is funny is when he gets, like, ragdolled somehow.
The only good time I've seen a wrestler become an actor for a brief time was Macho Man.
Yeah, well, you know why wrestlers become whatever.
Because they know it. But anyway.
Because they act. But,
yeah. Dave Bautista.
Boom! So, go ahead. Do you have your rating?
I get 3 minutes with you. Alex?
You don't know.
It's such a good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
3 minutes of pain time.
I don't know.
Yeah, pressure's on now, huh?
3 minutes of pain time!
He's like this with his hands.
Toby McGuire's just sitting there like, oh.
Go ahead with your...
No, Zach's going.
Zach, go ahead with your...
You know... You want to do that again?
I'm sorry. I have the gif of, like, this... Of Toby McGuire doing, like, the thing and, like, my head just over and over again. That's all I think about constantly. Anyways.
I love that. Yeah. Anyway, Alex.
No, Zach's going.
Do I dare give this a 10 out of 10? Do I dare?
Do what you want to do.
I know, but it... Because there are things that are deserving of 10 out of 10.
So 9.9.
Not giving it a 9.
You're going decimals?
If you're going to give it a 9.9, just round it up to 10.
That's what I mean. But I'm not giving it a 9.9. I will give it a 9. Because I... That... kid is cringy. I mean, like, literally what Nick said, I feel like it was just kind of a little cringe with the love thing going on between the Stranger Things boy. And I bet that actor hates being called the Stranger Things boy because it's like he'll forever be known as the Stranger Things boy.
It's kind of like Daniel Radcliffe being Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Is it always going to be Harry Potter?
Yeah, you're always Harry Potter. And
or Edward Twilight.
Edward, I don't know. But the Edward, Batman. You mean the vampire? Yeah, but Robert Pattinson now is like he's getting out of that, like even Chris Evans. Well, I mean for some people, yeah, but even Chris Evans, like I still can't see him not as. But it's what you see him as first, I guess.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Twilight just kind of sucked, so that's why Robert Pattinson's able to get out of it.
He made up for it in a couple other movies.
You know
though.
What? Though?
He's gonna be Batman.
I can actually. I'm actually starting to see Chris Evans less and less as Captain America.
Who said he could talk?
He's been talking for the whole time. Or like Jared Leto, like
this
they have him
podcast.
as Morbius, but I can't see Jared Leto.
Nick says just mute my mic.
I can't see Jared Leto as anybody else, but like terrible lead singer or bad Joker. I don't know. Sorry, Jared Leto, but you're just weird.
What about him and Gucci?
He looks weird in Gucci.
Let us know down below if you want to see a Gucci.
I kind of want to see House of Gucci.
I'm still going to see it, but let us know if you want us to do it.
Shout out if you want to see us do Spider-Man.
More like House
of
Gucci.
We have to do Spider-Man. We can't not do Spider-Man. We have a dealing with Marvel that they're giving us millions of dollars that we have to hide every time.
Wait, they're giving us millions of dollars?
What's your
you guys are getting paid?
Wait.
Yeah, so I give it an 9 out of 10. Alex.
So, I enjoyed this movie. Like y'all said...
I did too.
Wow.
That's. Keep going, please. Because all we hear.
Go ahead.
All we hear is Nick over here.
He's like.
Just like slowly zooms in to like him.
Can you go?
That is a camera that doesn't zoom.
You do know I don't watch this far, so it's not zooming in.
No, but like it'd be funny if like, you like zoomed into his face.
Never mind. Go ahead.
There's not a lot of like. Whenever I watch things, or like YouTube videos or movies or shows, whatever, that I genuinely laugh at or like enjoy, and like I mentally enjoy, but like I don't like physically show like me enjoying it, if that makes any sense.
Your point.
But you're done.
You like the.
I'm adding on to the silence.
I don't need that addition to the silence, Zach.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll just be over here.
I appreciate it. But shut up.
Get wrecked.
When are we going to do the Santa Claus movie?
Go ahead.
So, I enjoyed, you know, doing that. And it was really fun. And I'm going in circles. I enjoyed it. So I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Thank you.
What do you think that averages up to?
A 9 out of 10. I really wonder. Wow. I don't think there's any movie that we can give a... That we all will give a 10 out of 10.
We have
because eventually.
Before.
No, Apple? There's been no movie that we've all
Name
given
one.
A 10 out of 10. There's no movie. Haven't. Even movies that I love,
it's hard for every. I mean, like, just think about it. You put 5 random people at a table, they're not going to give a.
Dude,
same
but even
ten.
So, there's
even
movies.
Invincible, we didn't
there's
give
movies
a 10
that
out 10
I
completely.
Love that, like, I. Still kind of like I can't give 10 a 10
no,
out of
because
10
because then it wasn't like a gold star to like one of the ones that we did.
Which one?
I mean, a 10 out of 10 is like it's
perfect,
perfect movie, right?
Like
it's like you cannot find flaws in this movie. Almost came close to that
10 out of 10.
But that's the thing is
close.
It got close.
A perfect movie, I
so
watch
it can
a thousand times.
I think it can happen, and
you,
there are movies that I will give
you have
a 10
to
out of 10.
You basically what you have
Who
to
was
do
wrong in the comments down below.
You have to basically, which is essentially. I guess a perfect candidate for, like, a 10 out of 10 movie is, like...
It's got to be, like, a classic, you know?
Like
something...
A very good animated movie that I could probably say is a 10 out of 10 is, like...
Garfield.
No. Like, either... Like, like Atlantis. Like, a not super well-known Disney
movie.
Yeah,
that's a really good movie.
That's a good one.
Treasure Planet would be one if they didn't have the weird comedic relief.
But at the same time, do you
but
really
still,
think
like,
everybody at the table would...
But not everyone would give it a 10 out of 10. So. There has to be... I mean, we're on a search. If
okay,
you...
let's be honest, though. And I'm not even fucking around with you right now. And you're going to think I am, but I'm not. You know the Cat in the Hat movie?
Tread lightly.
You know the Cat in the Hat movie? Lightly.
The cat, yeah.
Fired. Oh.
Do you actually
get fired? I reference that all the time.
The whole table would give it out 10.
Fired.
Jack. Jack, have you seen the Cat in the Hat movie? You have...
You
you've never seen,
seen
a Cat in the Hat movie?
Switch
it's port. So... Yeah,
Nick, you've seen it, right?
Yeah. It's
would
so...
You, what would you give that movie?
I'm probably not a 10 out of 10, but...
Fuck. I would
listen, it's
listen,
so good.
A candidate for 10 out of 10...
I love that movie.
...has to come close, obviously. One candidate for it that we've already done is, like, Invincible.
Come on, I mean... You,
no, that no, it's not. That is not
that, a that I can't
close
give that a 10
call.
Out of 10. I gave
no,
it a...
We
close
call.
I mean, come on, you can't... You really can't give a 10 out of 10 to, oh, my tail, I've chopped it off. You really can't give
it. Come, I'd have to watch it.
Is it
I'd
because Alec Baldwin is in the movie?
Yeah, because Alec Baldwin is in the movie.
Oh,
I'm
dang.
Just kidding. I'm just,
that's why it's a 9 out of 10.
I feel like
I have to watch it. We could just do a
Free Guy. We did not give Free Guy a 10 out of 10.
Shut up.
No, I wouldn't even touch that with an 8.
Are you looking at our past thing?
None of
did
these,
I touch it with
yeah,
an 8?
None of these can get like maybe
the
on-air
episode. The Mitchell versus Machines.
No, Corella did not get a 10 out of
10. Mitchell versus Machines
no.
is good.
All right, I Mitchell have a really good machine. Feeling that we have given a 10 out of 10.
We have not.
Shut up.
Not everyone.
I'm just telling my opinion.
Like not even the first Star Wars.
No, all together it's a 9 out of 10. We gave it all together.
We haven't even given the
yeah,
first
no, we
Star
already
give... Wars a complete 10 out of 10.
She's still trying to find it, but we can figure that out.
Well, the first Star Wars isn't a 10 out of 10. Maybe Empire Strike Back could be, but...
Possibly.
Like, none of these we give... Not even...
You know what I would give a 10 out of 10 to? Because...
Save it.
Stay tuned.
Shut your mouth.
Let's see what's 10 out of 10.
But anyway.
You know what? Thank you guys for watching. You know what? Please, we would love the like if you like this video and this podcast.
Make sure you subscribe.
Please subscribe.
Turn on post notifications. Like we post weekly.
Thank God the screen is on me because we'd have to blur that out.
We are on Spotify,
yeah,
Apple Music.
We're on all the above.
Yeah.
So
Jackie
please check us
do
out
it.
There.
Don't,
like,
don't do it.
Run.
No.
No. No. No.
Oh my God, Rock.
Can we end?
Yeah, put it on me. All right. Thank you guys for watching. Go check out our other things.
Nick, come over here.
We need to just end this. Mark the Hamlet, you the boss. And we'll see you next time. This has been the Media Next Podcast.
Dave Bautista.